Have you given any thought about providing information that would be available to your family and friends who might be left behind when the rapture occurs? There is a ministry that has produced an amazing resource for those left behind. For details, stay tuned.
Lamb and Lion Ministries presents Christ in Prophecy, a program that focuses on the fundamentals of Bible prophecy, showing how current events in the news relate to biblical predictions of end time events and the soon return of Jesus. Now, here's your host, Dr. David Reagan.
Greetings in the name of Jesus, our blessed hope, and welcome to Christ in Prophecy. My colleague, Nathan Jones, and I have a very special guest with us today. His name is Scott Townsend, and he is the founder of a ministry called I Am a Watchman. Welcome.
Thank you very much,
Dave. Glad to have you.
It's a pleasure to be here.
Good to have you on, Scott.
Thank you very much, Nathan.
Well, Scott's the founder of a ministry called I Am a Watchman. That's a very unique name. What are you watching? Can you explain the name and the purpose of your ministry?
Sure. The name of our ministry came through the process of waking up as a mature believer of 40 years now, and also just realizing that the time is short. And I began to understand the biblical timeline better. And when I did that, I realized, wait a minute, I need to become a watchman to warn and to compare what's going on with Bible prophecy and to reach the lost. And so it became a natural thing. If I'm reflecting on that, I am a watchman now. And so that was the impetus of
When I hear that term watchman, I think of one thing, Ezekiel talking about the watchman on the wall.
That's exactly right. And you know what? In the old days, you would have a literal wall where you would look out for the enemy approaching, correct? Yes. But in today's contemporary age that we're in now, it's more electronic, it's digital, it's media. The influences of the world occur in a different way now. So it's a similar calling, but it's just done differently.
What would you say is the fundamental message of your ministry?
Well, we try to reach the watchmen and watchwomen of our world and try to help them understand their calling, to affirm them, actually. Many people have this innate desire to become a watchman, to take responsibility for informing the lost right now, but they need a little bit of encouragement and inspiration and understanding of what does it actually mean? What do you do as a watchman? And so we designed our ministry to help fill in that opportunity of coaching, discipling, inspiring, and encouraging people to become watchmen.
Okay, now you have a rather unusual background for a founder of a ministry.
Yeah.
You're not a seminary graduate.
I am not. I'm a layperson.
All right. Tell us about your background.
Sure. I have a very, I would say, normal background, and mostly in software development. And I've been a Christian, as I said, for 40 years, and I've had different responsibilities within the church, local church that I served in. And everything was fairly normal in my career until the Lord really put a burden on me when I began to wake up as a Christian.
And that happened rather suddenly, didn't it?
It happened about 4 years ago, and things began to make much more sense to me. The Holy Spirit played a really big role in helping me understand what was happening and why.
And you were jolted by some messages you heard at Jan Markell's annual conference?
Yes, especially Amir Sarfati that talked about the New World Order and the One World religious system. And for the first time, I was listening to somebody that actually said something that helped me connect those dots. Because in church, as you know, these type of topics don't typically come up. And so for many believers, myself included, you know, it was something that I had to wake up to.
I'm encouraged that, because you're being a little humble here, you're a Silicon Valley exec. You're more than just software. And you hear so many negative things about spiritually coming out of Silicon Valley. But there are Christians in Silicon Valley such as yourself, right?
There are. And I'll just say we have a burden for the Silicon Valley area. There's only 5% that are churched. And part of the reason for that is it's a very multicultural thing. There's lots of influences, and the motivations to go to Silicon Valley are not the purest, right? Mm. So it's a very difficult place.
Now, you are still a full-time businessman.
I am.
Running. So yeah. What you did is you pulled together a group. Tell us about that.
Well, I'm as a layperson, realizing my calling, I realized I needed to bring people, to bring a team together that would help me with this burden. And I did. I was able to recruit some pastors and Christian educators to help me really begin to formulate what we were doing in the website. And so one of the things we did is we wrote all original content. The team is just prolific in terms of their ability to create post articles. We've created sermons, ebooks that are downloadable. And so that was the beginning of really shaping how we were operating as a ministry.
Well, it's amazing to think that this only happened 4 years ago. Yeah. Your ministry's taken off like a rocket.
It has, yeah. It's kind of hard to believe, actually. And one of the things that I just want to be sure that I give credit to is the Lord has a way of doing this stuff. And I feel like as a business person, as a lay person, without all the technical background of seminary and other things, there's still a role for us to come alongside it, to help empower teams of people to actually elevate their ministry in for such a time as this.
And your team consists of people located at different spots, right?
Yeah, we have
not
to.
Not all together in an office
That's
in
right.
California.
That's
and
correct.
They're all really strong professionals. I mean, you picked a very high-level professional people to help you. And that's probably one of the reasons, obviously the Holy Spirit, that your ministry took off so fast, because you've picked like the experts in all these different areas to help build your ministry. I got to meet Scott actually 4 years ago. I get this video. It's like an hour long. It says this from this guy in California. And he says, hey, I got this ministry idea. I want to run it by you. And he sat and detail by detail laid out the ministry. I was like, wow, this is amazing. He's put some amazing thought in it. And to think 4 years later, I'm a Watchman Ministries is now moved into radio.
Yes, we have. We're broadcasting on CSN now, 450 radio stations across the U.S., and we're broadcasting our A View from a Wall, which is a co-hosted by two of our teammates, Joe Kerr and Dylan Burrows.
They've interviewed us. They're
they
great
have.
Guys.
And Dr. Reagan, you've been on the show once, and Nathan, you've been on twice. And what we do is we speak from a watchman's point of view. So it's we bring in guests to literally speak into the Watchman community.
What do you want your ministry to do? Like, what's the end result? Obviously, you're training and encouraging people, but the people that come to your website, how do you want them to turn out? How do they change by your website?
Well, first of all, we want them to, probably the number one thing that we want is for them to feel like they're home.
Okay.
Because as a watchman, it is a very difficult calling, and it's very difficult to face the burden of reaching the lost and warning, and it's a tireless and thankless process. Mm. In fact, you get persecuted very often for this. And what we want to do is help reassure watchmen and watchwomen all over the world. And we have about 185 inbound countries to our website.
Wow.
We offer our website in 33 different languages. And so the point is, you're not losing your mind if you're a watchman. This is a part of the calling and gifting that God has given you for this moment in this season of where we are in the prophetic timeline.
It fits in with the Great Commission, not only to evangelize, but to create disciples. And you're creating disciples to proliferate the message of the Lord's soon return.
That's right, because it's a discipleship process. For every disciple you have, you can then disciple others, and it's a classic multiplication model.
Mm, excellent.
Well, you have put out an incredible product. I don't really like to call it a product. I'd call it a resource.
Resource, yeah.
Called the Rapture Kit. And this is what it looks like, folks, the Rapture Kit. And you open it up, and there is a thumb drive. And you would be absolutely amazed what is on this thumb drive. And this is for those who are left behind.
That's correct.
And I was just blown away by this when I got it and decided I had to have you on this program and have you tell us all about this, what all's on it, what's the purpose of it, and so forth, and how people can get a copy of it. So, folks, in just a moment, we're going to take a brief break, and when we return, we're going to go into detail about this great post-rapture kit that Scott's ministry has prepared for those who are left behind when the rapture occurs.
We would like to invite you to join us in a 16-day Bible Lands tour in the Mediterranean area in October of this year. The tour will originate in Rome, where the group will spend 2 days visiting sites in the city. From Rome, the group will board a luxurious ship and begin a 12-day cruise that will include stopovers at the ports of Olympia, in Athens in Greece, Ephesus in Turkey, the island of Cyprus, and the nation of Israel. Dr. Reagan, together with Dr. Andy Woods and novelist and musician Buck Storm, will be the featured speakers on the cruise. The Israel portion of the tour includes 1 day in the Galilee and 2 days in Jerusalem. There is also a post-cruise option called A Taste of Italy. It includes visits to Florence, Pisa, and Venice. For detailed information, contact Compass International Ministries at compass.org. Join Dr. Reagan as he teaches Bible prophecy while the ship is at sea and when he hosts a bus in Israel and serves as your scriptural guide to sites in the life of Jesus located in the Galilee and in Jerusalem.
Welcome back to Christ in Prophecy and our interview with Scott Townsend about his remarkable ministry called I Am a Watchman.
Yes, and Scott, let me just jump into this real fast. I mentioned this rapture kit before our break. It is remarkable. Mm-hmm. It's just amazing all the stuff that you have on this little thumb drive here. Mm-hmm. Tell us about it.
Well, first of all, I want to start by saying that when we talk about what do we do for those that we suspect will be left behind, and I'd like to be sure that we cover, we don't want anyone to be left behind. So it's really incumbent upon us to continue witnessing and reaching out to those that we love, especially in our sphere of influence. But we do realize that some will be left behind. They will not fully understand the significance of a decision for Christ or their need. So I think that that will change. I have friends and family that are not saved. And so this is a very personal thing to realize exactly what do we do. And as we talk to people, you know, in conferences and various other places, we realize that many people are putting a very heartfelt letter into a Bible. And that is amazing. And we need to do that. But we also began to realize, wait a minute, we really need to equip a brand new generation of believers to mature them up in faith, to disciple them, and to basically help them, you know, go through the process of being prepared for what is in store. And as we know, and we've covered this on your show before, it is not pretty what happens in the tribulation. So it's really important to be honest and clear about what's happening.
One of those things about not being pretty is there's a reason you put this on a jump drive and didn't just put it on your website, right?
That's right.
Or just on your website.
Absolutely. Because one of the things we wanted to do is update the technology of how this is going to need to work. And by putting it on a USB drive, it is concealable. It gives us the ability to store lots of information. And for our viewers that don't understand how USB drives work, it's just like a drive that expands the storage of your computer.
Plug it into your computer.
USB port, right?
Plug it into a PC or Mac, you're all set. And the goal is to deliver a payload of amazing information.
And then after the tribulation, clearly as the Antichrist rises, he'll try to squash all materials online. You mentioned earlier to me that the Antichrist in what, under 2 hours, could shut down all the Christian websites across the planet with an algorithm. And so you put it on a jump drive so that the people could keep it with them privately, right?
That's right. And one of the things we have to do is we have to think like that. It's a very aggressive thinking process to actually try to anticipate the maneuvering that's going to occur.
Now, one of the things you have on that jump drive is an explanation of what's happened.
Yes.
Yeah. Tell us about that.
It's the key thing. Yes. It's a video that opens up the entire content and explains what happened, how we knew it was going to happen, and also basically affirm that it's still possible for people to be saved. Yeah, and we know that because of...
When you say what happened, we're talking about the rapture.
Absolutely, the rapture. Yes.
And that's so important because... immediately after the rapture, there's going to be a lot of explanations.
Yes, yes.
Secular, non-believing explanations. In fact, back in the early 1970s, the leaders of the New Age movement put out a statement one time saying that the masters of the universe had spoken to them, these are demons, saying that a time is coming when all those who live by faith are going to be taken off the earth so that those who live by reason can continue in their evolutionary development.
Right.
And they're going to rush the microphone and said, see, we showed you this back in the 70s.
Exactly.
And there's going to be other explanations, aliens and all kinds
global
of things.
Global warming.
But this is going to give the real explanation.
That's correct. This is the antidote to the deception that's coming.
Yes.
Because we look right at the camera to the audience and we speak to them about Bible prophecy, the fulfillment of Bible prophecy, and that this is not some kind of, you know, process of aliens or something
and
else.
And you give them
in.
An overview of what's ahead.
Yes, absolutely.
So that they know what's going to come in the tribulation.
That's right. One of the hardest things to do is to set the right tone for that video.
Yes.
Because you want to be encouraging and you want to give hope and you don't want to alarm them right off the gate on the things that are coming. although that's really super important to do. What we try to do is reassure them, educate them, let them know that this is what's coming, this was predicted, and that you are you need to come to faith in Christ now. It's a very direct and honest message.
What's key to this is, I believe, a loving family member or friend who has talked about the rapture with them, couldn't lead them to the Lord, and left this behind. So the key to this is that after the rapture, they got to say, hey, wait, my mother, my relative, my sister, my friend talked about this and left me this.
Yes.
And so it's really important as Christians that we share the message about the Lord soon return with them so they can think back and get the truth. Because didn't the Bible say there's going to be a great delusion just after the rapture and the people will willingly believe it?
That's right. And so one of the things that we did is we struck a very fine line. You'll hear some of the content that we do speaking as though the rapture hasn't happened yet. And the reason for that is it's also an important witnessing tool for today. So, as well as critical resource for those that are left behind. And so there's a fine line there. But we try our hardest to bring in guest people into that video that speak into that the distress that is going to be
now,
there.
This video you mentioned, though, is only just a tip of the iceberg of what's on this thing.
That's
mean, it's
right.
just overwhelming, the stuff you have on here. So give us sort of an overview of what all it's on there.
Okay. Well, after the opening What's Happened video, which is almost an hour long, we then offer a lot of resources there. And one of the things you have to understand is that it's great that we have a letter in a Bible. It's also great that we have an opening video that explains everything. But our team didn't feel like that's where we needed to stop. We wanted to equip, train, disciple a new generation of believers because personally, I believe that there'll be a lot of people that are highly educated about the Bible but have not, for whatever reason, surrendered to Christ. And so what I think is going to happen is the church will reboot with, you know, a lot of people coming to faith and repentance and motivation all of a sudden being called into ministry. So it's a scary thing, but we believe that the church will go underground, that people will congregate into small groups, they will worship and sing and pray together, and they will learn.
It's almost like China. We're seeing, I believe, what we're seeing in China with the persecution of the Communist Party, cracking down on Christians, destroying churches, setting up Xi Jinping as the person to be worshipped. And then you see these, the Christians are even congregating in groups of four or less because it's so dangerous to be in larger groups. And that's almost a model. Even their social currents, social ranking model,
right.
I think the Antichrist will use as part of his
mark
of the beast. So having that is neat because then you could just plug it in your computer privately with your people and you're not being cut off from online.
That's
no
correct.
One asked twice about if you're carrying a jump drive or not.
Right.
It's so innocuous.
Well, I want to get back to my question. This, give us an overview. What is on
sure.
this?
So there's teaching videos. There's 14 hours of teaching videos on here covering
that's a lot.
The salvation doctrine, Bible prophecy, how to be a watchman. And it may seem odd that you can be a watchman after the rapture, but you are actually, because there's still things that will be unfolding that will be part of the message.
14 hours of video.
Well, considering the...
But you have books and booklets as
there's
well.
There's 1,600 pages worth of books.
1,600?
Right.
Okay, I went through a lot of it, but I didn't realize you had that many.
It's quite a bit.
The entire NIV Bible's on there.
That's correct. And there's scripture booklets in various languages as well. So our goal is to pack as much into this as we can. And what's amazing is that because this is a USB drive, we, you know, the giver of this rapture kit to those that they love, that suspect will be left behind, they can augment this drive. This is not everything.
Yes.
This is the foundation of what somebody will add to. So they'll put their documents on it. They will put their own personal video. They can add any other additional information that they want to.
In other words, we could add a video of our own.
That's correct.
Yeah. What would be really great is if the person who's leaving this with somebody makes their own personal video, like on a cell phone or something,
exactly.
and puts on
that would
a
be
personal
wonderful.
Video.
That's wonderful.
That's exactly what we have in mind. And so it's just like any other USB drive. You shoot your video and copy it on.
I noticed on there that you have one tract about all of this that is in 300 languages on that tribe.
Yeah, the goal is to reach the lost. And when you consider that this is like a light bomb past the boundary of the rapture, this literally can bring the truth to who knows how many people once you're on that side and you're personally ministering to people. I mean, we have no idea yet.
How many gigs is that drive?
Yeah, I was wondering that.
It's 8 gigabytes, and we've got about 7 of it already consumed.
Believe that if this was even just 10 years ago, when you were lucky if you could get a 2 gigabyte drive,
yeah.
And now these are so inexpensive, you got whole terabyte jump drives now. We truly live in a marvelous time. I think the Lord is giving us this technology to do just what you're doing.
I agree.
Well, this is going to be a vital tool because, again, as you said, it's going to be an age of deception as soon as the rapture occurs. And boy, people are just going to be inundated with all kinds of theories about what happened, none of which are true. Mm-hmm. And this will be giving them the truth. For years, I think I told you this morning when we were having breakfast together that for years I've told people, open your Bible and take the time to write right at the beginning of the Bible the plan of salvation and what people right. need to do. Because, again, people are not going to have that much time to sit around and study and read the Bible. But this particular element, I mean, this resource sums it all up so beautifully and so much better than just writing at the front of the Bible. I still would encourage them to do that because people are going to find these Bibles.
Yeah, I agree with that, actually. That letter still has to be there. It has to be like what we'll add to that letter, for example, is in the bookshelf is this rapture kit. There's much more information there. So
there you go.
We really do need to push very hard on reaching out right now. And I must add that it is very aggressive to think about evangelizing across the rapture boundary. I had a very important, epiphany when I realized that, my role as a watchman is not over just because I'm raptured. Mm-hmm. I'm also a watchman after the rapture in the sense that I have to leave the right things behind so that a new generation of believers can come forth.
Well, we believe that same at Lamb and Lion Ministries.
Tell them about what you've done.
Well, we've not only do we put on multiple websites and apps and social media and everything, we try to spread all our information out so that if the Antichrist starts cutting things off, there's other venues. We've created our own Left Behind video called Jesus Came, What's Next. You can check that right on our website. You can also get it on a DVD if you want to leave that behind as well. It's not as extensive as that. We could take that and put that on there if you wanted, but that was a while ago. I was a much younger man in that video. But we believe as a ministry, and we share this with you, I believe, is that our greatest outreach will be after the rapture and not before.
Yeah.
And what's great is that there's sister ministries like you who we can work together. We might not have all the resources like you do to create something like that, but there's all these ministries filling in the pieces that after the rapture, including with the 144,000 Jewish evangelists and the two witnesses and the gospel angel and all that, this will be part of the thing that will lead millions of people to Jesus Christ.
What's encouraging to me is I'm beginning to see the remnant coalesce and actually, own what's happening right now. Mm-hmm. The dots are connected now. Now there's that point of action. They're being called to push hard now. The time for kind of strolling through our finish line phase is over. We are sprinting all out now at this point, and the remnant is beginning to waken up, and there's more focus on eschatology, what's going to be coming, and I'm very encouraged. When we talk to people at conferences and so on, it's everyone has a very personal story about their family ones, family members that are not saved. And so we have people that come up and ask for prayer, and we pray with them. There's tears. There's a common burden that we have for the lost, and this is just a
starting. We receive a lot of messages like that from people who say, here is a copy of the letter I've written to my family that's going to be in my Bible. It's going to be waiting for them. We've had that happen several times. People are aware of the fact that they need to do something.
That's right.
And this is it. It's time for you to ask the question.
I've been wanting to ask this question. Clearly, you believe we're in the season of the Lord's return. I mean, after all, you've been talking about the rapture. Why, though? Why do you think now we're getting so close to the rapture?
Well, it's a convergence of all the signs that we're seeing today. And that, by the way, has started. I mean, it's just getting quicker and shorter and the intervals.
What are some of these signs that
we're
talking about?
Well, there's all the natural disaster signs.
Oh, the earthquakes and hurricanes and the volcanoes that are exploding.
Now, look at the locust
place.
Problem that was just reported.
Oh, my Africa goodness. Into Asia.
Increasing in frequency and intensity.
That's right. Pestilence now coming out of China. And
coronavirus is a big disease right now.
Yeah, we're still not done with H1N1. So there's almost every aspect from, it's like a prism. Every way that you look at it, it shows us that we're reaching.
Don't forget Israel.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah.
You know, I've always looked on the reestablishment of Israel as sort of the cornerstone of end-time Bible prophecy, because end-time Bible prophecy focuses on Israel. But I think the point you made at the beginning is the most important, and that is, for the first time in all of history, all of the signs are converging and coming together, not just one here or one there or one there, but they're all converging.
And what's nice is that the watchmen, you know, the ones that are really informed with this are, the number of watchmen out there isn't very many, but it's starting to come up through churches, through small groups, through Bible studies, and it's coming up towards the pulpit, where we pray that pastors will step forth to have courage to speak the truth in love and to warn their congregations about what's coming and what we have to do now.
Well, that's something heavy on my heart. I pray all the time that we can get the pastors to start talking about the fact that Jesus is coming soon. Most of them have not been trained in that in seminary, and most of them say, well, I'm just a pan-millennialist, which means to me that they're not willing to study Bible prophecy, because the signs are so clear that we are living in the season of the Lord's return.
Welcome back to Christ in Prophecy, an interview with Scott Townsend about his remarkable ministry and the incredible post-rapture resource his ministry produced called The Rapture Kit. Hey, Scott, could you look in that camera and tell folks how they can get in touch with I Am a Watchman Ministries?
Sure. Our primary website is iamawatchman.com, and we also have I Am a Watchman on YouTube. And from there, Nathan, you can see all the different things that we're involved in. We have many different social platforms. And so once they get to our website, they can see those links.
Excellent. And if you folks just stick around just a few minutes, I'll tell you how you can get a copy of the Rapture Kit.
Well, Scott, thank you so much for being our special guest today. It's been a real blessing to us, and we pray God will continue to bless your ministry. Well, folks, that's our program for today. I hope it's been a blessing to you, and I hope, the Lord willing, that you'll be back with us again next week. Until then, this is Dave Reagan speaking for Lamb and Lion Ministries, saying, look up, be watchful, for our redemption is drawing near.
Are you concerned about friends and family members who would be left behind if the rapture were to occur today? The Rapture Kit is an incredible Bible study resource that is designed to aid believers in actively reaching out to individuals who are not yet saved and will thus be left behind when the rapture of the church occurs. All the content is on a flash drive that comes in a very nice presentation box. The flash drive contains a complete copy of the Bible, a 50-minute video about the rapture, 8 books related to Bible prophecy, including an illustrated book for children, 7 other videos about Bible prophecy, 3 videos defending the fundamental beliefs of the Christian faith, 1 video about salvation, 10 PowerPoint presentations on the life of Jesus, and several booklets in 300 different languages. This incredible spiritual resource can be yours for a gift of $35 or more, including the cost of shipping. You can place your order on our website at lamblion.com or call our office at the number you see on the screen. If you call, please call Monday through Friday between 8 a.m. and 5 p.m. Central Time. In addition to a copy for your own family, you might consider ordering copies for friends, family members, and your church. The rapture is imminent, and we who are believers need to take steps now to provide spiritual direction and encouragement for those who will be left behind.
Thank you for joining us on today's Christ in Prophecy, a presentation of Lamb and Lion Ministries, a non-denominational ministry dedicated to teaching the fundamentals of biblical prophecy and proclaiming the soon return of Jesus.